Again, I'd just like to say how wonderful it is to have all of you here at St. Mark today to be celebrating this wonderful Easter Mass with you. During our Mass today, in the responsorial psalm, we sang, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. What is it about today that the Lord has done?" Today is the day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. This is what we celebrate, the day that the Lord has made, and it is why we rejoice and are glad. The resurrection of Jesus was a historical event. It actually happened at a certain place in time and history. It's attested to in the gospel accounts, in all four gospels. It's attested to by St. Paul and the early Christians who went about proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus is a real event. It's not a metaphor. It's not a symbol. It was an actual historical event. But it is not an event that is stuck in history. It's an event that has had eternal consequences. It changed the lives of Jesus' disciples and his apostles. It changed the world's history in the arrival of Christianity. And it has indeed changed the trajectory of our humanity. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, a new horizon is open to us. The horizon of eternal life with God. And the resurrection as a real historical event is what we celebrate today. But the resurrection is an event which is meant to impact the lives that we live each and every day. And while we rejoice and are glad for what God did in the past, we rejoice and are glad because of what God is doing right now and what he wants to do in each of your lives. In the first reading today, we heard about St. Peter. It was taken from the Acts of the Apostles on Pentecost morning. St. Peter gets up and he gives this great speech. He confidently proclaims that everyone who believes in Jesus will receive forgiveness of sins in his name. Now remember, what happened to St. Peter on the night of the Last Supper? St. Peter denied the Lord three times. He had said that he would never, ever do that. But when the going got tough, he couldn't stand up to his promise. He denied that he knew the Lord three times. And he ran away. He ran away when the Lord needed him the most. But clearly, this Peter, speaking in the Acts of the Apostles, is very, very different than the Peter on the night of the Last Supper. What happened? What happened was the resurrection of Jesus. That was the event that transformed Peter's life and gave him new meaning and purpose. Let's face it, like St. Peter, we are all complicated human beings. We have made mistakes. We have not lived up to our ideals. It's hard for us to hold on to hope in our day-to-day lives. It's hard when we look at everything that's going on in our world. It's hard to hold on to hope when we look at the past events that have happened in our church. It's hard to hold on to hope when we deal with the day-to-day difficulties that we all face. In all of these circumstances and more, we look for meaning and purpose and a reason greater than ourselves. We know what it's like to be St. Peter, to be lost. And Jesus comes into that situation into us being lost and broken human beings. And he proclaims that he is risen from the dead. And that rising of Jesus brings hope into all the circumstances that we face right now. The hope that comes from the resurrection of Jesus helps us to face the challenges and the difficulties of each of our lives. It helps us to face the challenges and the difficulties of our world affairs. It helps us to hold on to hope and to know that the Lord is in charge of his church. And there is always hope. On that first Easter morning, Jesus' friends were looking for hope. In the gospel, we heard that Mary Magdalene went out to the tomb early that morning. Perhaps she was going to cry there, to mourn. Perhaps she was going to offer her sadness and to pray just like we would at the grave of a family member or friend. St. Peter, as we know, had denied the Lord, and he probably had a heart that was very heavy at that moment. All of the apostles certainly had very heavy, heavy hearts. And we hear in the gospel today that when Mary Magdalene came to tell them that she saw that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb, that Peter and John run out. When we know that there's hope, what do? We run toward it. Peter and John run towards the tomb. The holy women run to the Lord's tomb to see with their own eyes, to see that it is empty. The resurrection of Jesus changed everything for them. It was an event that reinvigorated their hope. My friends, the resurrection of Jesus is an event that can change everything for us too. Today is meant to reinvigorate our hope, just as it did for the apostles that first Easter morning. St. Paul in the second reading today used a very interesting image. He told us to clear out the old yeast so that you may become a fresh batch of dough. What does yeast do? Yeast gives leaven. It gives lift. When you open it up out of those little packets and pour it out, it doesn't look like much. But you give it a little hot water, a little bit of sugar, and it can do wonders. It can take a little bit of flour and give it great growth. Well, the resurrection of Jesus is that new yeast. And St. Paul told us today that we should clean out all of the old leaven, all of the old things that we had been searching after, that we put ahead or above God in our lives, and turn back to that yeast which gives true life, true leaven and lift. Easter is our opportunity, our yearly renewal of hope that Jesus' resurrection brings us. Just as spring renews nature every year, Easter renews our faith and our hope. And as I said, the resurrection of Jesus is meant to have an impact on the lives that you live every day. So when this Mass is ended, we will go out into the parking lot. We will go out into our day-to-day lives. And we're meant then to be changed because of our experience of the celebration of the Lord's resurrection. I invite you today in this Mass to think about how your lives will be changed as a result of having been here today. Perhaps it has to do with the practice of your own faith or the practice of faith in your family. Perhaps it has something to do with acknowledging the presence of God in your lives on a day-to-day basis. Maybe you have no idea what that looks like or what that means. We here at St. Mark would invite you to consider in this spring to join a program called The Search. The search is a place where we ask the very basic questions about our lives. What's the meaning of life? Why are we here? What does what we do in church today have to do with the rest of the lives every day that we live? It's going to start a week from tomorrow, Monday evening, the 17th. And it's a 5-week program. We invite you maybe to consider that that might be a way to continue what you celebrate today here at Mass into the rest of your lives, to let it make an impact. I know there are lots of reasons why you're here this morning. Maybe you're searching for meaning and purpose. Maybe you're looking for redemption from past failures or disappointments like St. Peter. Maybe grandma dragged you to church today. That's possible. Maybe you're not sure why you're here. You know today's an important day, but maybe you're really not sure why. Now is the chance. Now is the opportunity to hear the message of Easter, to know that Jesus wants you to experience the hope that comes from his resurrection from the dead. Jesus said elsewhere in the Gospels, "I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance." And he wants each and every one of you to share his abundant life today and every day. My friends, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.